Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotion. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And what we're working on is diving into God's Word, letting it change your heart so we can end up changing the public square. If you haven't subscribed to this channel or liked or shared or commented, I want to encourage you to do so. It really does help out the algorithm and causes us to reach more Washingtonians out there. We're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 18. There's quite a few verses today. There's 10 or 11, and it's a little bit in-depth, and so if you're weak of heart, you may not want to listen. I'm kidding. You're going to love it. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins, which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. So God instantly sets up through the prophet Ezekiel, if there's wicked people, we need to do something. We need to turn from our sins, and that God is a gracious God and righteous God. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. God does not remember your transgressions. He throws it behind his back, it says in Isaiah. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways of evil? He's asking this question. Does God like it when the wicked die? Let's look at what he says. But when a righteous man turns away from his sins, righteousness and commits inequity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty, and the sin which he has committed because of them he shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair and your way which is not fair? So God is challenging Israel in this moment. And we need to learn from Israel. Sometimes we begin to say, well, hey, a guy has lived wicked all of his life and then he turns to God and God gives grace and mercy. And we're like, that's not fair. Someone else who's righteous turns from his righteousness, goes the wrong direction. He should take care of them. But the fact is, he's asking these questions. He's challenging Israel, and we as the church, we need to learn from this. When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from his wickedness, which he has committed, and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. See, it's not about works. It's about God's grace that then produces good works within us. And so we see that we need to be consistent and persevere through a long season of our lives, that we, when we've started a work with Christ and he started that work in us, that we are faithful to the very end. Because he considers and turns away from all the transgression which he committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. So you may think that, man, you've committed too many sins and there's no hope for you. Turn to the living God. Accept the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross. Repent of your sin, and you will find mercy and grace in your time of need. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair and your ways which are not fair? See, God takes no pleasure in the way that we are looking at life in these scales and these balances. He has a totally different value system. And that is through Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions so that iniquity will not be your ruin. God's solution to sin, self-righteousness, and all the rest is repent and turn from your transgression. You got to turn to the living God, and it's only through faith in Jesus Christ that you can do that. That faith then produces a righteous living in your life. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. When Jesus Christ steps into your heart and into your life, you have a new heart and a new spirit, and you are brand new. In Corinthians, it says that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So as you go to work today, don't live like the old self. Don't look at your self-righteous acts and say, look at me. God sees our righteousness as filthy rags. Turn to him, repent and turn. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord. Therefore, turn and live. Isn't that powerful? Ezekiel. It's a day to turn and live for God. Well, if you haven't subscribed to this network, or you haven't shared or liked or commented to this channel, I want to encourage you to do that. It really helps us get the word out to Washingtonians. Remember, what we're working on a daily basis is changing our heart so we can have a changed public square. And that is incredibly important. So if you share this, this may help some others. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.